Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast, everybody. I'm Bobby Haha, along with comedian Ben Rosenfeld, and we have special guests today.
Two special guests.
Miguel Dalmio and...
Comedian and Hayden Riot.
Hey, guys.
Are you comedian? What are you, Hayden?
No, I'm just a model.
Just a model.
She's got blue and green hair.
I'm just a pretty face. I don't talk. I just smile and look
pretty.
And
she mentions boyfriend's penis. Miguel's with Oreo cookies.
That's right. Before we started the show, Bobby and Miguel were talking about Oreo-sleeved penises.
Just know how long are penises in Oreos.
Right.
Yes, mine's just 12.
That's going to be your big merch thing?
Yes, I'm going to sell t-shirts at how
many. I got to check mine out, but...
You should just sell dick-shaped Oreo cookies.
Oh, yeah, well, that's... I don't want to get in trouble with the Oreo company.
Right. And a lot of guys who are, like, you're Spanish, right?
Yeah.
Wait, Dominican?
Yes.
Yeah, I can tell.
He's called it fucking...
He dates a lot of ethnic men.
No, I'm Cuban. I'm Cuban and Irish.
Oh, are you?
I'm Irish, Cuban, German.
Wow.
And also English. I didn't know that till a week ago.
Did you do a genetic test?
No. I was looking at my cousin who's online. She's a colonel in the Army. I have another cousin in the Marines.
Before you tell your shitty story...
Look, my story's not shitty. Go fuck yourself. But this is good.
Get my joke in.
No. Get your joke in later.
Yeah.
So I happened to look at a thing and it showed my grandfather was born in England.
Right.
And his wife... on that side, was born in Ireland.
Hmm.
I always thought he was Irish, but he was born and he's English.
He might have been Irish, but born in England.
No, he was English.
But I was going to say, I would like to do a Kickstarter for your genetic test so we can verify that you have Down syndrome.
That's good.
Or at least Tourette, the way he talks.
All right, Ben, what's going on this week in the news? Because it's a new show.
It is a new show. Oh. First topic.
The news is, me and Miguel are both packing pretty good.
That's the news, Ben. On to the next topic.
On to the next topic.
That was headline news. That's too far. Okay, fine. Well, I hear you started an eBay store, Bobby. You're killing it. That's all Bobby could brag about before the two of you got here late. But
look, I'm selling stuff on eBay.
Okay.
Shoes that I had 11 years ago, I'm selling for $300.
Size 14 shoes.
No, I wear size 12.
Are they Nikes?
No. Everything I have is like Louis Vuitton stuff. I dated the president of LVMH.
Oh.
Really? I don't want to say the name, but all these.
Yeah, because that's not a Google
search.
Look,
I just sold this right now. These, just 5 minutes ago, these sold. They're loaded here. A pair of Louis Vuitton sneakers.
How much are they?
Those are like 119.
That's how much you sold them for?
Yeah, they were 11 years old.
Oh, okay. Oh, so yeah, so in that time.
No, but I'm saying I didn't pay anything for none of that stuff.
Right.
Oh, he gave it to you as a present.
I dated the president of the company.
Right, but he gave it to you as a present.
You don't pay when you date the president of the company.
I've never dated anybody. I've never dated anybody in power.
They're like, oh, you're
pretty. That's why. Hey, look, you're packing too, right? Like me.
Yeah, yeah.
You're supposed to get paid for that.
I told him.
Amy?
He's not ready.
I'm not.
Hayden, you're a model. Do you get free stuff all the time?
Yeah, she does.
Well, I just started in October, but yeah.
Of course, but she's pretty good. They go to, oh, thank you.
You got laptops and stuff.
Yeah, laptops and, you know, clothes.
Nice.
Chef knives, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that was like from stripping.
Oh, well, still.
You know, not necessarily for modeling.
Look at these. I sold these for $275. They're 12 years old.
Those are sexy.
$275 they sold, but they're beautiful, ain't they?
Yeah.
Pony head with the Damier design.
Just give an eBay account
right now. I
like right
how we just glossed over. That was from stripping, not from modeling.
Yeah. Look at these shoes. Look at these shoes.
Say, wait, listen. She can dance on a pole. She can dance on a pole. What's the big deal? There's nothing wrong with that.
I know
a kid that used to do that.
Yeah.
And you know, like people say they're working their way through law school and everything.
Yeah.
He went to Dartmouth and he's a lawyer now.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Yeah, no.
Good for him.
And he's like, he didn't have a fucking dime, the kid. A lot of them just do it to be sluts. Because like people know. Some people say, oh yeah, I don't, you know, I'm just doing this to do this and this. But really deep inside, they're slutty and they're exhibitionists. And they want people to see what they look like.
Yeah.
And if they look good and they take care of themselves, why not show it off? There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
It did make me feel sexy, you know what I mean?
Sometimes guys that want to pay money to put to touch your dick, just put money in your G-string, whatever, go make it rain on you and everything. I make it rain, too, in the club with pennies.
Oh!
Yeah, they get hurt when I make it rain. No, I would never do that. I'm very respectful. I would never even put something in somebody's G-string.
No.
And friends of mine, they dance stuff, and they're friends.
Yeah.
I'll walk over, because they're friends of mine. I don't even like that kind of thing, stripping. But I'll hand them a $5 bill in their hand. I will not.
In their hand.
No, because I think it's disrespectful when people walk over to these dances and, like, stick it, like, in a crack of their ass.
Oh, yeah.
That's like fucking assholes.
Yeah.
That's just disrespectful to a human being, and I don't like that.
So you look your stripper friend in the eye, Bobby, as you hand him a five. Is that...
Exactly, because I don't need to look at that. I get enough answers in this, buddy. I get plenty, and you know that.
Do you know that?
I get 12, 13, 14, 15 guys a week.
What the fuck? Jesus.
Oh, yeah. I have them coming and going. I bring them on the show, too, right, Ben?
He's brought some of his gay boys to the show, yes.
And they're all doctors, scientists.
Scientists.
Seemed illegal where they didn't really have the grasp of the English language yet, Bobby.
How smart are they, though?
I didn't give him an SAT, I was doing a podcast.
You remember the one that came here with the Johns Hopkins? Yeah. You remember that one, have Ben?
No, I've lost track of all of them.
Okay, well.
Jesus. They have many.
There's many of that one.
Well, I think for gay dudes, don't you just go up to them like, you wanna? Like, isn't it like
No, the thing is this. I don't say I'm straight acting, because I'm not, because I fuck dudes. But, no, I don't like that, but say, oh, the guy's straight acting. I'm not straight acting, I fuck guys in the ass. Here's the thing.
I like that you had a big ass crack
motion. Because you got to grab them cheeks like that. You know what I mean? And bite into them. But the thing is, what I'm saying is...
Anal sex 501 master course.
I even have a rim seat at home.
What?
It's true. If you go through our tweet, you'll see a photo of it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
No, I don't like it.
I need this for Miguel.
No. God. Here's the deal. That it's easy for me because I'm not a bad looking guy. I'm packing. And I'm like... A little on the... I don't consider myself masculine or feminine. I just in person. I act the way I normally act. That's it. But a lot of people like that.
Frightening is the word you're looking for.
Well, I don't care if they want to be frightened, but that's what they want. They want me to...
You're dominant.
Dude, I tied them up. You see them. It says, ha-ha's boys. All the asses I write. Ha-ha's boys on the other side. Take pictures of it and everything.
He's showing me photos I can't unsee. That is true.
Jesus Christ. I just love that. I get the feeling like you're like my bully in high school, but secretly wanted to fuck me. Like,
no, hey, I wouldn't fuck you. I like Dominicans. I'm not into like hairy, like dog hairy guys.
Oh, my face! I haven't shaved in a couple of days.
No, but I'm just saying, I'm not into that.
I'm trying to frame my look right now. Listen, Bobby, let me get a haircut.
You're a good looking guy, but you're not my type.
I feel like
guy.
I need to leave.
You know, I have a friend of mine. He's a soap opera star, right? He's a really good looking, but he's also not my type. He's a very good looking guy. I respect that.
Okay, all right.
But they're not my. I like pretty. Fucking
boys. I think I'm gonna come on podcast like and be insulted by my looks. Like.
No, I like pretty bitch boys because I'm not straight. I'm not gay because I was born gay.
Yeah.
I was not born gay. I used to fuck women. I love women.
Okay.
But then I just got tired of their fucking nuttiness. Like one day I love you, next day they're on a rag, they hate you, and all that. I couldn't take that.
Key in your car.
All that shit. So I couldn't take that. So I just started bagging pretty boys because I don't have any kind of like thing. I already have children.
Right.
So I can do what the fuck I want to do.
Right.
But here's the deal. I like them pretty boys that are kind of girly, except they have a penis.
Right.
That's
like Filipinos.
No. Oh. I really don't, because they're the fucking worst. No, and I love Asians too, but Thai, Chinese are really nice. And I don't like the Japanese. They're a little freaky. If you want some freaky shit, you
Filipinos are too manila.
Right.
No. Ben. That's the capital. I know it's the capital. Yeah. Of, I've been there, Ben.
Yeah.
I've actually been there. You haven't.
Funny.
Okay, and here's the deal, Ben. They're like nasty little fuckers.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, I fuck
like that.
No, there's only one though, that like nasty attitude, like those little bitchy queens, like meh. I'm not into that.
Yeah.
I like people have like a little, you know, subtlety about them.
Right.
Who just act like themselves.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't like people that put on an act. They always put on an act like they're a girl or something. Get the fuck
out
of here.
Like him, Tim
You're
Dillon.
A fucking chick with a dick.
Tim Dillon's kind of like him. He's like, yeah, whatever. I like a fucking meatball hero and some dick. Like, what the fuck am I going to do? Like, Tim Dillon acts just like you. He's like, yeah, I'm a fucking, I like football. Like, Tim,
I'm the original doing this.
Miguel just called you a hack. I agree.
No, I'm not a hack. I'm just saying, like, I like the attitude you have. Like, listen, this is what I do and I don't got
a hack. I've been headlining for a lot of years, buddy. I'm in the top 10 of all time.
I've been headlining, Bobby.
Ben, who's the hack? I got a big following, right?
Again, a hack can have a follow.
No, I'm a hack. Yeah, right. I'm the most original motherfucker you ever saw in your life.
No one else does what you do on stage. I'll give you that.
I love how straightforward you are.
I'm the man.
I think it's great.
I will say, Miguel, that what Bobby just did to you is his very strategic straight baiting.
Right, because now...
No, I don't like straight guys.
Let me finish my joke.
Because you're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot. You're trying to come up with stupid jokes.
I get what you're doing.
No. Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. I don't like straight guys. I don't want nothing to do with a fucking straight asshole. I want a pretty boy who's gay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Taylor Lautner. What's his name? Lautner.
From Twilight. The Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen him. That kid is so gay, it's sickening, and he is a beautiful motherfucker.
He is.
You understand? Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's gay. They
pretty.
Want the cock. You understand, Ben? What the fuck I want to be around
some... I do not want the cock.
No, but what do I want to go with a straight guy who's going to sit there and you got to fucking... That's for, like, pussy sissy dudes that want to get fucked. They go for a straight guy who thinks he's straight, but they ain't straight, because they're having sex with you, they're not straight.
Unless it's prison.
No. That's rape. That's different. And I never raped nobody in prison. I wanted to rape this one kid, but I didn't.
You were in prison?
A lot of times. Yeah, 5 years one time, another time. Oh,
right. Okay. Sorry, that's one time I mumbled over. Another 5 years.
This podcast is the most honest work Bobby has ever done.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And my eBay store.
And your eBay store. Although, but you got that stuff for free off of Chuck, so, you know.
No, but it's, you like
off,
the
name, off a cock.
You like
sorry.
The title of my eBay store. One, Ivy League. I didn't go to Ivy League school, but it sounds nice, like Ralph Lauren polo.
Yeah.
His real name is Ralph Lipschitz.
Yeah.
And he put the polo thing, so I put Ivy League. So it sounds classy.
It does.
But okay. They don't know it's Bobby Hart, a sick freak on it.
Okay.
All right, Ben, let's talk. What's in the news?
News topics. Desso Dog, a rapper, has joined ISIS.
Who the fuck is Desso Dog?
I think he's a French rapper or some sort
a
of.
A French rapper? Like, look at it all, yeah. We go to the players and we eat the croissant. Fuck him!
Here's the question I'll pose to our guest first. Does this make him the most street cred rapper of all time?
No.
No.
It makes him an asshole. He's rapping about croissants and joining ISIS.
I mean,
I don't know that he's French. I should probably double check.
Who cares like what he is? We never heard of him. Listen, 50 Cent got shot 9 times.
Yeah.
Unless he's blowing himself up. Then
yeah, that's what I was just
saying. Right, yeah. Go, like yeah. Then you're fucking hardcore. Go put the fucking vest on and walk into a building, you motherfucker. Then you're a fucking tough guy.
Then you got Mad Street cred.
Yeah, then you got
German. He's German, not French. Oh, I take that.
Yeah, yeah. So what is he rapping about? Wiener Schnitzel? I want to suck your Wiener Schnitzel. Next topic.
The Grammys were on Sunday.
That was pretty good.
We didn't watch it. Yeah. I hate award shows. I cannot stand.
I agree with you 100%.
I can't stand Hollywood sucking its own dick. I mean, Bobby would know, but I can't.
I fucked the guy that used to suck his own dick.
See? I knew it.
Did you fuck him while he was sucking his own
no,
dick?
No, but he didn't like to do it. He showed. Like fucking a he should have never showed me the first time.
Yeah.
Because then when I would ask him to do it, he would get mad.
Why? It's a skill.
No, because he didn't like sucking his own dick, I guess. You know what I mean?
Oh,
but why show me? No, he didn't.
Why show me
in the first place?
Why go through all the trouble of being able to do it if you don't like doing it? Like, that's insulting.
Yeah, but
to
that's
yourself.
Like saying I don't like masturbating, but I guess I kind of have to when no one else is around. You know he totally sucks his own dick when you weren't around.
Yeah.
No, like, but the thing is this. It doesn't matter. But I wanted him to do it in front of me. He wouldn't do it. He felt embarrassed, but why show that kind of skill
if
you don't want to do it some more? You know what I mean? Right. I wanted to make a movie of it.
Yeah, I don't blame
like
you.
Like a home movie.
No, I'm a producer. You
know what I mean? Bobby Haha skill set is taking the Grammys and turning it into someone who he knows who sucks his own dick.
I'm sorry, I started that. That's my fault.
It's not your fault because the Grammys suck. Next topic. Let's go to real news. We're not into that bullshit. We're not fucking entertainment tonight here. This is fucking hardcore news here. Let's
Brian
go.
Williams, the news anchor for ABC or NBC, I don't
know.
Yeah. He lied about...
He lied about getting shot in a helicopter. Now he has to take a leave of absence.
Have leave of absence. He should be fucking fired for good. He's a fucking liar like all the rest of them. Like this fucking Anderson Cooper and all these other motherfuckers.
Well, I think he went on a nice vacation to the Hamptons via helicopter.
I agree with Bobby.
You've been working on that all day.
I tweeted that a couple days ago. You're right.
I know you've been working on it, and it still didn't work. Okay, next.
Good.
Well, does that news anchor lie more than any other news?
No, man.
No, but they're all working for these fucking interests. First of all, the guy that owns Associated Press and Reuters is the Rothschild family.
Right.
They own both news services.
It's all one.
It's all one thing.
14 minutes in, Bobby's first conspiracy theory of the day.
Well, it's the fact that
it's not conspiracy theory. You see, always should put theory with conspiracy. No, they're all conspiracies.
Thank you. I say the same thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's a theory or not. At one point, everything was a theory. You just need facts. Now, we have facts, but we don't want to look at that. Why?
Right.
Because we're constantly influenced in another direction. Oh, the Grammys are on.
Oh, no. Here's what they do. Here's another thing what they do. No, you know why people... I say psychology. Because of fear.
Yeah.
They're scared, people, to want to know. Even though they know in their own heart there's no God and there's no this and that. They believe in these religions because they're scared to think, well, what if there isn't? Well, what's going to happen to
it's
me?
It's a convenient crutch.
No, exactly. So they use that as a crutch. The same thing. The government would really kill their own people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they will.
Yeah.
Well, like, she shows me Ancient Aliens all the time, which is like, hey, listen, just for a second, pay attention. Maybe there is something out there that's already been here.
Listen, what do you mean? There ain't aliens. What the fuck? People, aliens run this world. You don't think we have bred with aliens?
Yeah.
That we came, all of a sudden, we are what do you call that, Ben? The DNA, 3 points or something, it went up 3%,
yeah,
or 7% in a certain amount of years, which it shouldn't have went up that fast.
Yeah, well,
in the evolution of us.
It comes from, like, the Sumerians and the Anunnaki.
Right.
And I'm actually, my blood type, I'm O negative, Rh negative, and I have factor 5 Leiden mutation.
So that means you're related to that fucking Greek guy in the show.
It means
you're an alien fucking, what do you call that? An ancient alien astronaut theorist.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I'm too, so I'm going with
that. He's yelling at you, and then I don't know what happened.
I like this.
I don't know what happened. You guys were yelling, and then you agreed. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Well, that's part of the game here. You gotta play the game like you're not gonna.
Then we're gonna fight. Who knows what we're
playing? No, it's a reverse type of situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's real comedy, my friend.
Okay. Ben, <it's- laughs>
we all agree with the Anunnaki.
I want to know what I know what O negative blood type is. What's those other
Rh things? Negative is
Robert Hanley recess. Negative. I know that guy.
Robert Hanley. It's the recess gene, and basically that relates back to primates. So they say that that's why there's only a certain point of evolution that they can pinpoint and say, okay, well, this is when we stood up. This is when we lost hair. Whereas when they say, all right, back in Sumerian, what they did is supposedly aliens came down and hybrided with humans, and that's why I don't have the recess gene. You can't relate my bloodline back to primates, and only a certain amount of people in the world are like that.
They're the rarest of rare.
And I cannot conceive children at all whatsoever. And in something that I read, it was like, well, it kind of makes sense. Why would you be able to interbreed species?
Yeah, but like, if your parents have that same blood and they bred,
my parents don't have that same blood.
Oh. Hmm. No, it's a food. I mean, come on, just think. They showed, even in the caves and everything, 10, 20,000, 14,000 years ago, pictures of flying things and discs and everything.
Yeah.
Come on. If you don't... Now, they knew about what a flying saucer was then? No. That's what they saw.
Yeah.
But they described it as flying chariots because they thought a chariot was the only thing at that time.
Yeah, they didn't have the words for it. Just because
and the people came down on fiery things. Yeah. What the fuck do you think they're talking about? Spaceships, you fucking jerk-offs.
Yeah.
Let's get real here. Let's call this... Bobby Haas, not conspiracy theory, but his conspiracy show.
How about conspiracy fact? That's catchier.
No. Because you came up with the idea. We don't like
that. You pitch conspiracy fact next week. I'll pretend I didn't come up with it, and then we'll agree on it.
Then we'll agree on it, yeah.
Okay, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, next topic.
Boston Snow.
I like the hair that guy got, that Greek dude, though. He got some fucking hair, dude.
He looks like he got his picture taken by a conehead.
Yeah, you know why he does that, right?
Why?
Because to make him look like he's like smart and he's a scientist. Like he's actually not the only, he's the only one on that show that's not a PhD. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the other guy, because they started
it. Everybody in that show on Ancient Aliens are like masters in science and astronomy.
Except for him.
Robert Duvall was on it.
Dude, it's insane. Oh, sorry. Boston Snow.
Boston Snow. They're under a lot of snow.
No, really?
Yeah, they got slowed in pretty good. We just missed it. They hit the fucking wind. Good, because I hate Boston. They suck.
I'm going there next week. I'll be at the Comedy Studio next Friday.
Put in the plug. You got to plug yourself. That's why you're on here.
February 20th, I'll be at the Comedy Studio.
So all our fans in Boston, Miguel's going to be there because I'll never go up there. I wouldn't perform in Boston if the world came to an end. They're fucking jerk-offs up there.
Right.
There goes our Boston listeners.
No, okay. You can for you guys, fine. Miguel will go up there; he'll kill him up there. But I just don't like those kind of people.
I do like that.
James Dolan, the president of the Knicks, some fan like sent him some angry letter, and he told him to go fuck off and go be a Nets fan.
Exactly,
the best thing he's ever done.
You know something? Yes, it is, because the guy's a fucking jerk off, and he told the guy, "You have no fucking life, isn't that? I'm putting all my money into this team."
Yeah.
And you're fucking standing here talking about, oh, you're going to ruin the team. And that. How about, you have no fucking life, pal. Go get a life. When you think a sports team is your whole life, you better start doing something else.
I mean, factually speaking, Dolan has ruined the Knicks.
Dolan.
Sorry.
What do you mean he ruined the Knicks? How many championships did they win since 1973, pal?
And the Knicks are
before that, he got the Knicks. They didn't win since 73. 73. And 69 before that.
No, his dad used to own it.
No.
Wasn't it a family thing?
No.
When did he buy the Knicks?
No. In the 90s.
Yeah, so that after...
They didn't win since 73. So before he had it in the 90s, they didn't win for 20 years. So that's how do you ruin them? They won all those fucking championships.
Eddie. It was that cowboy who bought it for a little while in the 90s.
No, they suck. Patrick Ewing sucks.
He's good at getting lap dances in Atlanta.
Is that what he does now?
He had that trial.
Did he?
Yeah. He had to testify at trial.
I was so glad because I was a Knicks fan my whole life. And then I saw Patrick Ewing not give a kid. It was in Vegas for the Tyson Holyfield fight. And he walked by the kid with a Knicks jersey, a little kid, a little black kid, 9 years old, 10 years old, goes, can I have your autograph? He goes, no, I'm busy. He He was going to a fight. So I started cursing and screaming at him. You fucking ass. I was hoping he'd take a swing at me so I could sue him. But the Kempe McTumble was making believe he was holding him back.
Yeah.
And like pushing him.
Yeah.
And laughing at the same time behind Patrick's back. Because he knows the guy's a fucking asshole. Yeah. How could you not give a kid who's in Las Vegas, you're going to a fight, you're not doing anything about, and you won't give the kid an autograph because you said you don't sign autographs? That's a fucking dick. I'm glad he never won a championship. And then I start, as soon as he left the Knicks, I started rooting for him again. And I'm still a Knicks fan now.
Dolan got control of the team in 99. Last time they were in the finals was 94.
No, no. When's the last time that they won a championship?
73.
Okay.
So they've been in trouble for a very long time.
So they didn't win a championship for a long time.
You could be a good franchise and not win a championship.
A long, long time. So he didn't ruin any fucking thing. Okay? He didn't ruin nothing. That fucking fan is an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell him I said it, the motherfucker.
Some teen found a chicken thing, chicken organ in his KFC bucket. And he wanted
his... Well, it's about time. I don't know they put any chickens in there.
He just wanted his $4 back.
Hey, it's about time they put something from a chicken.
Right, I was like, he got chicken parts in his food?
You know, first of all, they're not even chicken. That's why they call it KFC.
Yeah.
Because they breed so they have no feathers and no beaks, anything. Yeah. They're like some kind of a fucking hybrid
Like an alien chicken.
Exactly.
It is.
Well, first of all, most food is genetically modified. You ever hear a seedless watermelon?
Yeah.
Well, that's genetically modified.
Well, by definition. Seedless watermelons are the gay watermelons. Because they can't reproduce.
Right.
That's a good tweet for later.
Yeah.
I feel someone has to have done that, though. I don't know if that's worth a tweet.
No, but you're not that strong with
you. He's subconsciously heard it somewhere.
He's like, fuck.
One day you'll learn that you're not a stand-up comedian.
Here's a story that Bobby can relate to. Mm-hmm. An 11-year-old girl was charged with murdering a 2-month-old infant.
Jesus. How can I relate to that? I have children and grandchildren. You don't. I've reproduced. I'm the only one here that has children.
I have a son.
Oh, do you? All right.
Of course I do.
Not only are we packing, we're shooting good loads, my man. My daughter's a school teacher. She teaches special education junior high. She's great.
My son has a ball. Well, you know, we will have achievement. I still know how to say the word ball. So we.
How old is he?
He's 2.
I got a grandson that's going to be 3 May 24th.
Oh, wow, coming up.
Yeah, why don't you plug his birthday party?
I will.
Catch him at Broadway Comedy Club May 24th. We're doing a benefit for him.
His father's a detective. My daughter's school teacher. They do okay.
So she's going to jail. She's being tried as an adult?
That she's being charged for murder, so it's in juvenile court.
Well, so 11, they cannot charge her as an adult. They cannot, under 12, they cannot charge nobody for his adult.
What happened exactly?
So the 11-year-old's mom was babysitting. The mom fell asleep. The girl took the kid. Because
she was jealous or something. Because she was jealous, so she beat the kid, yeah.
Oh, she's straight up, murdered him.
It wasn't
like she was playing with him in a tub.
No,
and
she
left
was jealous.
She didn't, like, drop him by accident.
No, she was jealous and beat the kid to death.
Murder.
Oh, my God.
That's murder crazy. Was the case that they gave him.
She's going away.
Yeah, she's done.
Well, they're giving her some competency test if she, like, knows what's going on.
Oh, so she might have been,
bullshit,
like,
at 11 years old.
Maybe she has DID.
You don't really know.
At 11? No. Come on.
What's DID?
Just like sexually.
Multiple personality
I know people I fucked that were 19 that are unbelievable and bad. And then you get people could be 30, 35. They still, because they're uncomfortable with themselves. It depends on the person's comfortability with themselves. When a person's comfortable with themselves, they're able to relax and enjoy themselves. When a person's like an uptight guy like a Ben, you know, never in his life is he going to be good. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, you know.
You need to relax, man.
He's basically saying that you're horrible in bed.
Yes.
In bed? Oh, is that what we're talking about?
With Bobby, I would be pretty bad.
No, yeah. You'd be bad and probably with your girlfriends too. Anyway. But then they're uptight too, so because they're going out with you. So it's like
Ben, you have a girlfriend?
They probably have good. Yeah, she's a nice girl too, actually.
Comic?
I'll talk about it later.
Oh, she actually, you can talk about your personal life in the show.
I don't want to talk about my personal
life.
Well,
I'm going to bring it up. She happens to be a nice, decent girl. I don't know what she's doing with Ben.
He makes pretty everything sound aggressive. You know, she's nice. She loves you. What the fuck, faggot? Like, Jesus Christ.
Well, that's why this is a passive-aggressive podcast.
Yeah, okay.
I'm the aggressive part of the podcast.
You're very passive.
50 Shades of Grey coming out Saturday. You going to go watch it, Bobby?
No, I'm not into that kind of thing.
Oh, we're going to go see it.
You're going to see it?
I
is that your
that.
Valentine's
no.
Day date?
No. Tell her what.
We're going to go see it because we feel like it's going to be extremely lame compared to our amazing sex life. That's why.
Oh, you want amazing sex life? I got things. I got.
Well, you know what? Our sex life is great. I mean, it's not phenomenal. Like,
no, I bet it was because both of you guys seem to be relaxed and comfortable with each other.
Yeah, no,
you're both comfortable. I can see that.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing. You're both very comfortable. I can see even the way you're leaning towards each other psychologically. You like being together, so that's a good thing.
Hey, we do.
That's the nicest thing Bobby's ever
said.
Right?
No, I can tell about people because I look at people, but I study the person, not just the bullshit science you come up with.
So yeah, we're gonna go see it. We think it's gonna be like super lame compared to what we do.
Are you gonna live tweet how bad it is?
Oh yeah, probably, we should actually. Yeah. Because we know it's a Hollywood shit, and even the book I think is still pretty fucking lame.
I mean, I get the whole like the premise of it, but when you sit down and actually have somebody that you're like, oh my god, this is sex, and it's adventurous and fun. You look at stuff like that, and you're like,
bored housewives in the Midwest. Right. They're like, oh, he tied her up. That's sexy. Kevin will never tie me up. And she's like, you know. But I'm like, yeah, I'm going to tie you up and choke you at the same time. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, I choke. Well, the other day, I don't usually do that.
First date.
Oh, so I love choking. Exactly. I love choking her.
No, I don't like choking. Like, I'm scared. I got really strong hands.
Yeah.
So I'm scared of, like, crunching somebody's windpipe. Mm-hmm. But I did choke one the other day who begged me to choke, but I did it another way, on the side, so we wouldn't...
Oh.
I've choked him with my legs before.
Yeah. How do you choke on your side? Like, with the elbow?
No, like this. Like, the hands like this.
Oh.
You've done it before.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just here. You're getting it this side.
Yeah.
So you're not getting the front, the windpipe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I like when he goes, like, down here.
Like, more
that's good, because, as long as you're not touching the windpipe.
No, I don't want to touch the windpipe.
No,
too.
Yeah, he has before, and I like that, too.
Yeah, I know you like it, because that person wanted that, too. Yeah. But I gave the person what they, you know.
Yeah.
What they deserve?
Yeah, like this person's turn.
I gave her a fat lip.
20-year-old. And here it is. But that 20-year-old is very relaxed.
Yeah, I mean, right.
And can fuck good.
It's the old Muslim in me.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This 20-year-old can do what most older people can't do because they're into it.
Yeah.
When people are relaxed with themselves and are comfortable with themselves, right away they're good with sex.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Other people are just not.
Yeah.
You know, like, eh. And I can tell by looking at him.
Yeah.
Actually, that's true. Like, I do always feel comfortable with you because in the bedroom, there's never any fear or lies that we could always just... So...
Right, just do what you want to do.
Yeah, we do.
Like me, too. I'm very relaxed like that. I'm like a freak, man.
Yeah. Like a...
But the fun way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not like serious like that, like in those movies and stuff, 30 Shades of Grey and all that bullshit.
Minus
20 of those shades.
You know what's funny? My friend is a hairdresser who has a lot of old clients. He gets a lot of money. He does all celebrity. He just... He goes like this to me. I see 50 Shades of Grey every day.
That's good.
Yeah. Let's backtrack for a second. Another comment that just got glossed over. Okay. The old Muslim in you. What does that mean?
Oh, I was married for 4 years and my wife made me become Muslim. So I say like now it crossed over to her. When she speaks out of turn, I just have to beat her. But I'm detoxing.
Okay.
I'm
detoxing. So you weren't born a Muslim. Your parents didn't raise you Muslim.
I converted.
He's Dominican. He's Catholic.
I'm just getting the facts, Bobby.
Yeah.
No Dominicans are born Muslim. They're born eating plantains. Well, they'll kill you for one of those bad boys.
I converted
to Islam.
No, I converted to Islam when I got married.
Peace out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Johnny Ventura, right? The Caballo, he was packing more than you. The Johnny Ventura was packing, buddy. Yeah. Did you ever see his videos? About the whole peace out.
Is there a process you need to do to deconvert?
I had to go to an iman and I had to talk to him and tell him that I want to give myself up to Allah. And
No. When you get out. Not the get in. When you get out.
You go out his best with expulsives and you walk into a building. That's how you get out.
No, you go to
blood in, blood out, baby.
No,
is it like the mob is what I'm saying? No. Where you gotta tell them... And then they just...
No,
it's worse.
They cut off his pinky toe.
Yeah, to leave the religion, all you gotta do is walk into the IHOP and order a lot of bacon. That's all you gotta do. just that's how you're done with it.
But General Pershing did that.
Huh?
General Pershing, in World War I, when he went over there, what he did was they captured 50 guys. They dipped all the bullets in pork.
Oh, I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, General Pershing, and he killed 49 of them.
Wow.
And he told the other one... Now go tell your friends what happened. It's going to happen to everybody. We're dipping every bullet in pork. And it was never a problem with the Muslims until a few years ago.
I mean, if you're going to eat a bullet, though.
No, but they said that they
bacon
pork.
Flavored is the best.
No, if it's got pork.
Right.
But I love what you're saying, Ben. Here, bacon is gone anything. You put a bacon ice cream, it tastes good. Bacon is the shit, man.
It is.
Woo-wee. Yes. I love my pork.
There's a new Samsung TV coming out that listens to you all the time.
No, it doesn't. Only you can shut that part off. It has a mute thing on it, But it's for when you do the voice commands, like, come on, turn to chalice. Then it could listen to you and give your voice away. But if you press the mute so on the settings, it will mute.
Right, but let's go to
I still don't believe it will mute. I still think it's definitely running. It says mute, but it's definitely
but
running.
But listen, who gives a fuck about the average regular person unless you're doing some like, fucking shit against the government?
Like, who gives a fuck about
the NSA? Hold on, like when you call something, like when you, call,
was an NSA.
When you call a FedEx and they go, hold on, we're going to put you on hold, and you hear the music, they can still hear you talking. They can still hear you talking. So that's why they're hoping you say something like, ah, you know, yeah, I'm going to get this motherfucker. It's not really broken.
But who cares? But this is what I'm trying to say. You're watching TV. Who gives a fuck if the NSA hears you talking about, yeah, I'm scratching my fucking balls and I'm going to fucking Popeye to get some fucking
that's
chicken.
That's until they make ball scratching illegal, then you give a fuck.
Yeah, right.
Well, listen, I'm at my age, I'm almost 60, right? What, 2 years from 60. I'm 2 years away from 60. Let me tell you something.
Bobby's
62. I'm going to fucking die
Bobby's
anyway.
Bobby's 62.
No, I'm not. I'm 58. But I'm going to die anyway.
It was a math joke.
I'm going to die anyway. So, who gives a fuck, man? You know what I'm saying? And the rest of my family is on the side of the NSA and all that. My son-in-law's a cop. Yeah. My other family's all colonels in the Marines, colonel in the Army, NSA, retired federal judge. We don't care. We're on that side, buddy.
Yeah, but what have you
said? That's why I like the conspiracy. Because that's why we're only paying $2 a gallon of gas. That's why I got that big expedition sitting there. And I don't have to worry about nothing because we're paying cheap gas.
Cut to 6 months from now when gas goes up and Bobby has to sell his truck at a loss.
I'm sucking dick for this fucking gas this week. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing in my life. Exactly.
And I got a full tank.
I'm just doing it for fun.
It's like that 15% gas guzzlers tax you got to pay.
Yeah. And I could fit 15 dead comedians in the back of that thing.
Why do they have to be dead?
They have to be dead.
They have to be dead.
Not just on the inside, like.
No, they got to be dead.
15% cum guzzlers tax I got, because I don't know what's going on.
Fucking God, see, that's disgusting. See, now you're talking filthy.
Oh, that's gross.
No, because we don't talk like that in our show. This is good family entertainment here. This is a family entertainment news show. We want to be sorry for that, because we didn't have the senses.
Sorry.
To take it off, yeah, but that was really horrible. Yeah, Hayden, relax. Talking about that. Oh.
Now, I will agree with the whole the TV being muted or whatever. As we found out, the NSA, when your phone's off, they can still listen to you.
We know, so who cares?
So if the TV being
who
muted...
Who cares? Who gives a fuck?
I've heard some conversation you wouldn't want the NSA to hear, Bobby.
What are you talking about? I mean, like, you know, I used to sell drugs? Yeah, I did all of that shit. I don't give a fuck. 4 or 5 years ago, I sold heroin, everything. What do you think? I went to prison for all those years. What the fuck? I do any fucking thing. But you know what? I don't do that stuff no more. I sell stuff on eBay. And I do comedy. And I make good money.
I'm glad you got a straight and narrow.
I'm a
at least you're narrow.
And I'm a producer.
That's awesome.
You give hope to all degenerates out there that one day can become something.
Right. All you gotta do is straighten yourself out. Now, what else? What we got? You gotta come
I just got user tweets, unless either anyone has more topics they want to bring up.
Yeah, you guys got any topics?
This is your show. Whatever you
got. Oh, let me tell you something. Okay. I can't wait till Sunday, the day after Valentine's Day.
What?
Oh, free candy? Oh, that candy?
It goes, the chocolate goes. You go right there, you dive and get the sale.
At Podheads, we're going to love February 15th.
Yeah.
Not Snickers.
On sale. All the chocolate.
And then after Easter, too.
Yeah.
I love those Cadbury eggs that are like
they don't have
hard
they don't have
on
have
the
them
outside.
No more. The United States, you're not going to be able to sell Cadbury no more.
Why?
You didn't know that?
Yeah, they had some
they had an agreement because the other company, they bought the company, this other company, so they're not going to be able to sell Cadbury in the United States. There's not going to be no more Cadbury eggs.
I'm really? Going to get okay. it shipped here.
So well, you're cigarettes, get shipped. Cigarettes are everywhere, but the fact Cadbury eggs, that's the one that they shut down production on? Like
No, because
the evil?
They made an agreement. No. The other company took over that company.
Who was it?
I don't know Hershey? Who took it over. One of those big companies took over. Mars, one of those big companies took it over. And the agreement was they cannot sell Cadbury under that label in the United States.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
That's the agreement. Remember, Ben, we talked about this
we
on the show?
Talk about
we discussed this.
Jesus Christ.
The chocolate monopoly must be stopped.
It's insane.
Cigarette
so I'm
going to
make fondue in my house.
No. Chocolate, that's fuck that
plenty
shit.
Plenty of tobacco.
And I'm going to make Bobby Hall cream-filled chocolates.
To
tip of the Cadbury.
You going to have some black guys over?
No,
I was going to say, you're going to have some black guys over and fill them?
That's all right, man. Okay, but I'm going to make some chocolate candies with actual cream filled. Bobby Hall. It's like the gum that goes squirt.
Oh,
remember that?
Yes.
Yeah,
because you remember the Museum of Sex?
Yeah.
Next
month, they're having my exhibit down there. I didn't tell you guys that.
Really?
Exhibit?
Yeah, the Bobby Ha, the Hot Stevie Loads exhibit.
Oh.
The Money Shots.
times, Stevie.
And if you go there between 12 and 12:30, they give you a free tasting.
Oh, God.
So remember that, people out there.
Is this what you were expecting when
no.
you were to come on the podcast?
No, we thought we would talk.
See what I did there? Come on the
podcast. You see, Fred, you use that filthy word again. I don't like that. When you use it in the, it's podcast. Not what you say, it's how you say it. No, the way you said that word. Like, oh. Say, oh yeah, I'm coming over, or something like that, that's different. But when you say the word in a derogatory manner, like a sexual manner, I think that's disgusting.
Why sex gotta be derogatory, Bobby?
Because it is. Because if I'm doing it, you know it's got to be derogatory. That's disgusting, whatever I do.
Does he get offended when people use the word fag? Like, do you get offended like that?
No, see, I don't, but people do, so I don't even use that in my show anymore. I got to say homos. But how does it offend me?
You've got to be the first gay dude who said the word homo and it's still offensive. Like, how much more paradox is it? Yeah, it was homo. I mean, I'm one, but it was homos.
What are you talking about?
You're amazing. I would love to see a black guy say the N-word. Like, hey, dude, that was offensive when you said it. Like, when you say it, it's like that. It's not supposed to happen. But you do it, man. You're an original.
Oh, I know that.
Any plugs before user tweets? Miguel, what other shows you got coming up besides Boston?
I will be at the Brea Improv opening up for Carlos Mencia March 20th to the 23rd.
Nice. Yeah. And then you were supposed to come on the podcast originally before you were headlining at
Levity. Yeah, but sorry about that. Things got so hectic and stuff during that time, and you know my marriage is ending. So I'm sorry that I didn't come to your podcast.
Oh, wait a minute!
That blue-haired girl took you from your wife. She's like that. No, that Angelina Jolie.
No, well, I mean,
I could tell that type.
I met her a week after everything was
she
over.
She did that nasty, freaky sex. She's a pretty
are
girl.
You a
she did a freaky
homewrecker?
No,
yes, she is. Of course,
she's
she
a
is.
Stripper.
She's Angelina Jolie. Of the comedy world,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. I left my wife and I met her a week later, and now she lives with me and she makes my life very, very happy. That's what she does.
I can see both of you look happy here.
Now, were you stripping? Then you met Miguel and you like quit.
You got a brother?
Yeah. What's that name? What happened?
Yes, that's what.
Hey, you got a brother with blue hair that's real pretty too.
I do have a brother, but he's married.
Three kids. Although I want a little gay boy with blue hair like that.
Yeah, no. I'll find you one though.
Can't you just type blue hair on Adam for Adam or wherever you go and get like 10 gay boys?
No, because I could just dye their hair blue when they fall asleep. If I put the GHB in their drink, you know what I mean?
No, Jesus, I love it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, and you're the one Samsung television to be hearing it. Like, you're the first one who should be concerned about that. My conversation is like, hey, you're going to pick up Frosted Flakes on your way home? Like, pick up some meth in a little Thai boy.
In Bobby's world, that's legal.
That's legal.
As long as they're over 18.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
Because I don't mess with kids anymore.
No. I never said, I would never.
Believe it or not, I'm the godfather to a little 3-year-old Thai kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Bobby's a role model for children.
Oh, I am.
Yeah. He is.
I am with kids and stuff like that.
I mean, really, you can become anything you want. Look at Bobby. We don't know what the hell he does for a living, but he's living.
No, they know, but do I do good with children and stuff like that? Charity and everything? Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's
Bobby told me what he pays for rent, and that is the most offensive thing I've ever heard.
What do you pay for rent?
Because it's low. He has a good deal. I'm not. I said
I have a really big.
No, it's legitimate, but I'm like, oh, you motherfucker! Like he says horrible.
I've been living in the same
time.
Place for 27 years.
That upset me more than anything he's ever said. He's called me not funny. He said I should quit the business. That way less upsetting than what he pays for rent.
Well, we pay for rent is almost nothing. That's
no, but you should see where I live.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You I got a sauna on the hill.
You got a sauna in your living room?
Yeah.
I'm going to live with him.
What? Yeah, all right. Fine. Whatever.
I had
a job at a strip club.
Okay. So you picked up a stripper, made her your girlfriend, and then made her quit stripping.
Yeah.
That's some pimp shit.
Yeah, I didn't know my dick was that good.
Wait.
Hold on. We're about to go to Maury.
Hey, did you give a couple of fresh ones to straighten around a little bit?
No.
Yeah.
No, she's I'm still like married, that. So that's part of the other part of it.
Oh,
I'm divorced.
Yeah, mine's in the works.
Yeah,
so, there's a thing I get the mic back.
Okay, I want to get into this. Can we get into this?
Yeah.
So were you married before or after? Were you stripping first or married first?
Marriage first.
Okay, and then. So you were just like one day. How did that happen? Where
your husband was a bum. He wasn't making enough money. That's what happened. The guy was a fucking bum. I'll tell you right now what happened. Without even knowing him.
Fucking
the
talk,
guy was a
talk,
fucking
loser,
and that's why she had a strip because the guy's a fucking bum ass motherfucker.
That's very true.
And that's why she quit tripping and went with Miguel because he's all right motherfucker, and he'd rather just have a nice girl at home where she doesn't have to do that unless she wanted to. That would be different, but she doesn't want to. So she's modeling. And she's hanging out with Miguel and these guys. What the fuck is the problem here?
There's no problem.
The other guy was the fucking bum.
See?
And that's why he lost her.
He just told her story with
he
should
have got his act together, the motherfuckers. I know people.
Yeah.
I'm a people person. I know anything.
Bobby can only keep a story short when it's not about him.
Yes. Oh my God. That was so to the point. Like, it was beautiful.
That's
I know what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go for the tweets,
All right, use your tweets. first one from at TedTeddyMan. He says, the TJ Del Reno, our guest last week, has a very good energy and a nice open communication style, different from Ben with his Boris Badenoff style.
Right, because Ben is a dick. Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. I like Ted this week.
Teddy tweeted, at Bobby Haha, call me a vecchionist. All I know about the guy is he's massaging Jim Florentine's traps. And then there's a photo of Mike with Florentine, Dave Attell, and other comedians.
And when I was there, I'm not going to say nothing bad about Mike,
lovers.
But I went by Mike's house last week.
Yeah,
I went by there, and he massaged something, too. But I'm not going to say anything, because I would never put out false rumors out there.
More character assassination from Teddy. He says, at Robert Puncher, Bobby has a battle bot for your prostate gland. Hashtag no homo.
Nice one.
It's a good one. We got, what else? We got more from Teddy. By the way, if you want to tweet us, we'll read them on air. Tweet at the PA Pod, TheePapod, and we'll read them out loud. Even if it doesn't make sense, we don't really give a shit. Let's be honest. All right, from Teddy, Brian May, the lead guitarist in Queen, has a PhD in astrophysics. Bobby Haha has a degree in asshole physics.
Right.
A little different, but kudos.
No, let me tell you something. A lot of people, you know, Stephen Hawking?
Yeah.
You know, he had his theory on black holes and everything?
Right.
Did you ever read my theories?
No.
On brown holes? That things go in them, they come out, and they go back in, and come out again? That's my theory.
I thought you were going to say your dick made Stephen Hawking paralyzed.
No, see, you're saying it in an answer. That's what I don't like.
That Stephen Hawking looking weird because
we're talking about real science here. I'm a physicist. I'm a theoretical physicist.
Right. I would love it if it turned out that Stephen Hawking is only paralyzed because Bobby fucked him one time in the 80s.
That would be the best advertisement for Bobby's dick.
I make my motherfucker slip.
And all his black hole theories were just like gay theories involving Bobby. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That would be a theory of the universe.
Oh God.
The theory of everything. More Bobby.
The Higgs boson God particle.
The Higgs boson, yes.
As I said, that was in the Hadron Collider.
Yes.
Antimatter?
No, this is what happened.
Yeah, it's the
and it produced the God particle, which is also known as the Bobby Hot sperm cell.
That was a good one, Bobby.
Yeah, like
that was Ted Teddyman-esque, if I may say so.
Right.
speaking of Ted Teddyman, more Bobby material. What about LinkedIn? You like it? Other guy.
LinkedIn.
Oh, sorry. I think I was supposed to read that in your voice. What about LinkedIn? You like it? Other guy. No, that site sucks. Careerist bullshit. How about a link of Bobby Haha? Sausage right up your colon. How about that? It was two messages, so I didn't know I should keep reading. I need to work on my teleprompter skills.
Yeah.
The takeaway there. No more tweets, I think.
Yeah, that sounded kind of weird. That he's worried about my shoulder.
He didn't finish strong.
By the way,
he had a lot of good ones, but that last one kind of weak.
I just gotta say that if people heard that kiss on, that was me kissing Hayden, not Bobby. Because like two people kiss, I'll make sure there's no weirdness in this room.
Oh, there's still plenty of weirdness.
Yeah, that's actually our parting gift. Gift. Every guest has to make out with Bobby Haha.
But like a Family Feud thing, like we just
instead of like a gift bag, you know, I'm sure classy shows give like.
I don't want to make out with the guy, so that doesn't make it.
Or a T-shirt.
We all leave with claps. Like I'm not really thinking.
You know,
Bobby brings his room seat out, and everyone has to sit on it. We're not allowed to leave.
No,
room.
I would. Let me tell you something. Nobody's ever been on the show except the ones I brought here. I would fucking rim.
It's called sarcasm, Bobby.
It's not sarcasm because you're a fucking idiot, but you're an ugly fuck. Thanks to God you're on this show.
He just changed.
Because if you were on a web series and had him see your face, nobody would want to fucking see the fucking thing.
I love the fact that he's like, I am like nobody's assholes because people are brought here to be on the show who have like their ass. Like, okay.
Well, it's different.
Bobby's saying nobody is. You've either already had your ass licked by him.
Oh, you're not.
Before the podcast, but never after.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go.
What if we just change this podcast, Bobby, to Blind Dates with Bobby?
No, because I don't date anyone that's on this cast. That's why.
Well, I'd start booking gays.
I don't need you to book gays. I have plenty. they're like falling out of the sky. Like the song says, it's raining men. Mm. Hallelujah, it's raining men. And Bobby Haha's catching all he wants in his umbrella.
Those Thai boys, more like a tsunami for you.
What's your name again? Hayden. Thank you very much. Miguel, thank you very much.
And
for Ben Rosenfeld, this is Bobby Haha. And thank you for listening to the Passive Aggression Podcast, everyone. Listen next week.
See you next week.
Thank you.